This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
We're learning new information today about that deadly incident at a Christmas parade in Waukesha, Wisconsin on Sunday, yesterday, when an SUV drove through a parade killing five people and injuring dozens more. ABC's Alex Stone has the latest.
The victims who died ranged in age from 52 to 81 years old. Waukesha Police Chief Daniel Thompson says 39-year-old Daryl Brooks appears to have been leaving a domestic dispute when he drove through the parade route,
which was just minutes prior, and the suspect left that scene just prior to our arrival.
The chief says there was no pursuit. Brooks is being charged with five counts of intentional homicide. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Here's some good news. The I-25 Gap Project is set to open almost a year ahead of schedule. Colorado Governor Jared Polis says all lanes between Monument and Castle Rock will open sometime next month. The project was supposed to be finished around this time next year. Some lane striping and paving operations will still happen near Larkspur in 2022. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki aboard Air Force One on its way to Fort Bragg, North Carolina, telling reporters the Biden administration is considering strategies to reduce the high gas prices.
We continue to consider a range of options, as is evidenced by the letter that was sent by the president to the FTC last week about price gouging.
That's White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki. The Colorado Springs Public Defender's Office is dealing with a possible outbreak of COVID-19. KRDO News Radio's Bart Betzel has more.
The office was closed on November 12th after El Paso County Public Health notified officials about the potential outbreak. Attorneys in the office have been appearing in court virtually as the health department continues to look at data to confirm there has been an outbreak. The office is set to reopen next Monday. Bart Betzel, KRDO News Radio.
And despite an uptick in COVID cases in parts of the country, the nation's recovery from coronavirus continues. ABC's Jim Ryan says Thanksgiving travel numbers may be the best evidence.
Not since before the pandemic have so many people been screened through airport security, 2.2 million on Friday. Sally French of the personal finance company NerdWallet says flyers and drivers seem to be shaking off their COVID misgivings.
According to a NerdWallet survey, close to 3 in 10 Americans who say they didn't travel during the 2020 holidays do plan to travel this holiday season.
And most are embracing continued COVID restrictions. A survey by Deloitte says that 2/3 of travelers are more likely to fly if masking is required, while 10% say they're less likely. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Things don't look well for the health of jailed Tiger King Joe Exotic. ABC's Sherry Preston explains.
Joseph Maldonado Passage has been transferred to a federal medical center in Butner, North Carolina for treatment of his prostate cancer. The former Oklahoma zookeeper, made famous by the Netflix show Tiger King, is serving time for trying to hire two different men to kill Florida animal rights activist, Dancing with the Stars contestant and fellow tiger owner Carol Baskin. She recently sued trying to stop Netflix from airing a second season of the show, but she lost. As for the blonde, mullet-clad Joe Exotic, his lawyer says he's being treated for a host of issues and adds prison medical care isn't the best and justice is slow. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
And finally, Kevin Spacey has to pay a lot of money after being fired from the critically acclaimed Netflix show House of Cards. More from ABC's Jason Nathanson.
After Kevin Spacey was fired from House of Cards in 2017 following multiple allegations of sexual misconduct, the show's production company, MRC, filed a claim against Spacey saying he cost them millions.
I don't trust anyone.
Spacey filed a counterclaim alleging he was owed millions for breach of contract, and now we're learning MRC won the battle, with Spacey ordered to pay $31 million to make up for costs associated with the show scrambling to rewrite and alter production on what would be House of Cards' final season. And over a million of it is legal fees Spacey has to pay. Jason Nathanson, ABC News, Hollywood.
Partly clear skies and calm winds overnight tonight for most of southern Colorado, with temperatures in the 20s to low 30s. We'll still have some partly sunny skies for the first half of the day on Tuesday, but expect elevated winds by the afternoon hours, yielding high fire danger for southern Colorado. Temperatures well into the upper 60s to low 70s, so a warm and windy day on tap for Tuesday. This is ahead of changes that will come into play by Wednesday, with a chance for some snow across southern Colorado. Much colder temperatures as we dip into the 30s and 40s for both Wednesday and Thursday. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mary Matthews with KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's Morning News weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's Afternoon News weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.